Kusha HaMashiach, I thank you. I give you all the praise. I lift your name on high. Be thou magnified. Be thou exalted. Have your way, Abba Father. Speak to us one more time. Save our souls through your word. Set our souls free through your word. Grant us inner peace. The entrance of your word bringeth understanding. O Abba Father, grant us understanding. I thank you for an answered prayer. In Yahusha HaMashiach's name I have prayed. Amen. I want to welcome all of you again to this morning cool of the day daily devotional. I believe strongly that the Lord God of heaven has a word for you. By his grace, today happens to be the 29th episode of The Walking Voice. That is to say, the theme for the year. And by the special grace of the Most High, we are dealing with Principles of Eden, Part 27. The Lord has been so good unto us as we journey through scriptures. We dealt with levels of obedience and trying to learn the obedience unto death. And under obedience unto death, we're going to look at the part 3 of it. That is death on the tree. Philippians 2 verse 8 going, he humbled himself. He died a certain death, even to please the Father. And that death is death on the tree. Some do say cross. People of the way, he obeyed him even unto death. That is true obedience. Obedience pleases the Father, and it is always done through faith. Without faith, no one can see him. People of the way, he became obedient even unto death. Even the death on the tree is so painful death that he died. Listen to me, child of Yahuwah. We saw this process, what he went through before he got to the tree and died. So we started and we are now going to add the last two. We dealt with Gethsemane. We dealt with betrayal, his arrest, thorns of crown. And yesterday we've ended with carrying the tree. I read in Luke chapter number 23, I think from verse 26. And we saw that people don't want to carry the tree, but they want to follow him. He said, those who want to follow me, they have to carry their tree. Some say cross and follow me. The truth of the matter is, what you carry will eventually carry you. You will be nailed and crucified on that which you carry and follow. People hate crucifixion, so they have cast down and thrown away their trees. You know how difficult it was. He fell so many times. And it is so heavy, according to research. Soldiers in the Roman army, they use this for training, and it is so heavy. Even a piece of it is so heavy, the beam. but he carried it on his shoulders. He fell down and it fell on him. And I told you that without humility, no one can follow him. So the tree, how heavy it was, brought his shadows down. The reason why many people don't want to carry the tree, another reason is they are not humble. It will disfigure your shoulders. It will break it down. It will dislocate it. There are people who are walking with their shoulders up. I mean, arrogance and pride. And pride goes before the falling. Sometimes if you look at who you are, your background, your educational level, your handsomeness, your beauty, you say, this one I can't obey. What Naaman is to obey and act on the word to go and dip himself in Jordan. But he needed to obey. You see, trust goes with obedience. If you trust the Lord, you obey him. And you can't trust the Lord if you are proud. Proud rub shoulders with Yahuwah. That's when you depend on yourself. You look up to yourself and not unto Yahuwah. People of the way, if you are not humble, it will be difficult for you to live by the word. Because that word is humility. Christ is an example of humility. The law of attraction. If you are not humble, you can't carry and live the word. Therefore, the tree is meant to bring your shoulders down so as to follow him. Because it is not a walk of stars. It's not about stardom. It's not a red carpet walk. It is about living the word. And sometimes it is foolishness unto those who are perishing. Those who are perishing are those who are proud. Their old nature, which is of Satan, is still there. So when you carry the tree, even to Calvary, you will be crucified on it. You will be nailed on it. Everyone has his own tree. Child of God, right on the tree, Calvary, he was nailed. Two hands of his and his feet were nailed on the tree. That is a sign of total surrender. You see, rare kneeling should be your hands and your feet. You don't go to where you want to go to and you don't do what you like. That is when your will has been taken away. Yahusha said, not my will, but your will. Father, not my will, but your will. So they nailed him, the two hands and the feet, right on the tree. Such a painful experience. But it is for your own good. The piercing. The reason is the next one, which is the spitting and the mockery and the piercing, so that you will not use your hand to stop it. You see, there are people who are on the tree, nailed. People have nailed them on the tree. Yahuwah has allowed it to go for them to go through, and they have come down from the tree. There are people, they carried their tree to Calvary. They climbed the tree, but they have not allowed their hands to be nailed. They easily respond to issues. They move and go to where they want to go to. And that is so serious. Precious people of the way, when your hands are nailed on the tree, it is no longer what you want to do. It is about what he wants you to do. It is not about where you want to go to. Imagine the thieves one, when they were mocking him, piercing him, they put, you know, a bitter, you know, I've got forgotten the name, when he said he was thirsty. If the hands were not nailed, he would have removed them. He would have come down from the tree and perhaps fight them. I'm just giving you the scenario, what really happened. People were passing and they were mocking. You can imagine, some of us, we have not allowed our hands to be nailed. You know, we want to do what we like and we want to respond to issues. Some have run away from the tree. Talk less about being on Calvary. Some, you see, when you force yourself, you will break your bones. When you try to remove your hands and your feet, you will hurt yourself. See, it is so painful that you need to give your, you know, and trust your spirit into the hands of Yahuwah. This morning, I want to ask you a question. Are you still on the tree or you have jumped out? Are you still on the tree? Many people have jumped out from the tree and they are fighting with their hands. They are trying everything, looking for money with their hands. They've jumped out and they walk where they want to walk and work where they want to work. The walking and the working, two things are dangerous. It can deny you entry into the kingdom of heaven. Works and your walk. Who are you walking with? And where are you? Your works, your hands, what are you doing? There are thousands and millions in the world. I tell you the truth. Their hands and their feet are their problem. And they don't want it to be crucified, nailed on the tree. They want it to be free. They want it to be, you know, so that they can make good use of them. When they wake up, they want to go to where they want to go to. They want to walk with people they choose to. Hey, he said, I came down from heaven to do the will of my Father. No wonder the starting point in Gethsemane, he said, not my will, but your will. Child of God, if your feet are still free and your hands are still free, you are yet to be born again. You have not died to serve. You have not died to serve. Many people will go to hell because of their hands and their feet. The place I used to go, I go there no more. The works I used to do, I will do them no more, because there is a great change since I met Yah. Can you boldly say this? That I don't do what I like, I do what he likes. What are your works, and who are you walking with? Are your feet still available? The serpent will bite your heel. It needs to die. You see, a dead thing is not afraid of poison. The Bible says that the seed of the woman shall crush the head of the serpent, and the serpent will bite the heel. The reason why many people are suffering from the poison of the old serpent is because their feet are still available. It's still You know, they are with their feet. It has not been nailed on the tree. Their hands are still free. You can't slap your wife if your hands are nailed on the tree. You can't steal if your hands are nailed on the tree. No. As time goes on, I'll show you the mystery of the Roman nails. Why they use what they use. Painful, but it has a message. If your hands are nailed on the tree, you won't be looking for money. You will seek for the kingdom. We seek for the kingdom with our hearts and not our hands. Many people are walking with Satan, the god of this world, mammoth, because they are looking for money. They want to count money, and at the end of the day, they are walking with Lucifer. What will profit a man after you have gained the whole world, in which you can't, and you lose your soul? What can be used in exchange for your soul? What can be used in exchange for your soul? Precious people of the way, this end of time, be very careful. Don't bring down your hands and don't remove your feet. No, you won't go to the clubhouse if your feet are nailed on the tree. No. You won't go to the beach and enjoy yourself. You won't walk into the guy's room or the lady's room if you are not married. Your feet are nailed on the tree. Precious people of the way, they mocked him. Soldiers mocked him. Right on the tree, they pierced him with a sword, and water and blood came out. Ah, such a painful experience. But because his hands were on the tree, because his feet, he cannot run away. There are things we try to run away from. Sometimes the persecution is to strengthen us, and it is to increase our faith. But we want to run away. We don't want to stand for Yahuwah. We don't. Imagine if your hands are free and your feet are free, and you see a soldier coming with a spear to pierce your side. But there was the need for him to go through because of where he was going to, because of the glory he saw ahead. There is glory awaiting you. But the question is, will you run away? The sword is coming. The spear is coming. Will you run away? Will you run away? Will you jump out from the tree? Or you will give your spirit and commit your spirit into the hands of Yahuwah. Child of God, he did not promise you incident-free journey. He promised that he will be with you. He promised that you will get the unexpected end. Unexpected end, not even the beginning. Not what you are going through, child of God. It is because of where you are going to. People of the way, I wish I end here for somebody to ponder over this. Listen to me. It is so painful to die on the tree. And Yahusha chose that just to please the Father. If they put death there for you to choose, which one will you choose? Even people are afraid of death. Many people wouldn't have chosen this to please the Father. The beloved son, he chose this. He decided. He was God, though. But he took the form of man. The Bible says he humbled himself unto death. Have you died yet? some of us, what we are going through, that we have started disobeying our Father. It cannot even, you have not even gotten to the stage one or the process, the first step unto death on the tree. You have not. Has your sweat turned to blood, drops of blood, as it happened to Yahusha in the garden? But we are complaining. We are screaming at the rooftop for everybody to know what we are going through. No. At the workplace, financial difficulties. I don't know what you are going through, my brother, my sister. But I tell you, stand and go through. Go through. It is not about the people who are causing you pain. It is about who you are pleasing with the pain. It is who you are pleasing by obeying him. Sometimes Satan will use everything. The enemy will use people around you, but you need to stand. Because you know that you will get there. You know that it is to please the Father. You see, if you are not ready to please the Father, you will please men and please yourself. Those who please themselves and men can never please Yahuwah. If you want to obey the voice of the flesh, my brother, you can't obey Yahuwah. Where are your hands now? And where are your feet? You see, spiritually, if you see someone crucified, someone who has given his all to Yahuwah, someone who is truly walking with Yahuwah, you see, the hands have been nailed and the feet has been nailed. This is what carries this flesh, this tent called body. Your hands and your feet. It needs to die. Let it die, sister. Brother, let it die. Let it die. When it dies, it is the beginning of your walk with Yahuwah. That is the beginning. Hallelujah. Child of God, I'm ending. I'm ending. Watch out for these seven steps. And make sure you go through and get there. As for Calvary, you also climb. As for the tree, you also be nailed on. He said we should die to self. We should die to self and never ever forget that your works and your walks matters. Your hands and your feet. If it is not on the tree, I tell you the truth, the old serpent will bite your heel. When your heel is broken and poisoned, you can't walk with him again. The reason why many people cannot walk with Yahuwah, and they often find it difficult to walk with him, is because the serpent has bitten their heel, because they did not allow it to die. They did not allow it to die. When you step on scorpions and serpents, they will bite you. You will feel it. It is because it has not been nailed on the tree. When you check the tree where he was crucified, straight, that is a portal to hell. And the head of Lucifer, the one that Revelation 20 says that he was bound, he was tied. That's where the head is. So he came under the feet of Yahusha. You see that? If you don't go to the tree, you can't overcome Satan. You can't use him as a footstool. You can't have authority. You can't walk on scorpions and serpents. Child of God, I'm ending here. Examine yourself to see where your feet are and where your hands are. Examine yourself whether you respond to the flesh, whether you are obeying the Father. Examine yourself whether they have pierced you and water and blood
has come out yet.
Yahweh bless his word. I pray that the Lord will strengthen somebody. It is my prayer that the good Lord will grant you what it takes to walk with him. I pray for you in the name which is above every other name. That no matter what will come your way, may you not sin. May you not even stumble and fall. May you stand for Yahweh only. May you live for him no matter what. May you remain in him as he cometh very soon. I pray that your going out today shall be blessed and your coming in shall be blessed. You are highly protected in the mighty name of Yahusha HaMashiach. Amen. We are going to continue again tomorrow, Yah willing, by grace. Make sure you share. It will be published on the platform. Keep on listening to them. And I tell you, when it enters your soul and your spirit, you will walk with it and it will be a blessing unto you. Take care of yourself and know that he is coming soon. Bye-bye.